Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski, and it's Friday, so I am joined for my weekly chamber chat by two individuals. The first is Tim Walton from Walton Tree Service, and the second is Emily Leslie from the Perry Chamber of Commerce Board. So Tim and Emily, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Tim, we'll start with you. Like I said, you are with the Walton Tree Service. So I guess, what are some of the highlights of the business that you have going on and sort of the history of it?
Well, the history right now is we started in 1993. My dad started his part-time business and kept us kids busy after school and on weekends in the summertime. Progressed over the years and we started adding more and more services. And then dad retired about 3 years ago and I moved home from Texas and decided to take over the family business. And 3 years ago, dad moved, and so I had to find a place to move the business. We moved to 915 Cornwall, which is the intersection of First and Otley, and that's the old White and Feed place. So we've been operating out of there for 3 years. This is our 24th year in business. We offer pretty much your full service for trees. Anything tree-related, we want to be involved. So trimming, removing, stump grinding, we do firewood. The newest thing is probably emerald ash borer injections for emerald ash borer invasion. That's pretty much gotten all of us. The newest thing is also doing some milling. So we're taking a lot of the resource we have on the ground that used to go to the landfill or getting burned, and we cut them up and make boards and tabletops and all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah, lots of different stuff going on there. So why did you decide to kind of branch out and do some of these extra things like the tree treatments and that sort of thing?
It was needed. Nobody was really doing it. People would ask me about it. And so I decided we had a niche to fill. So we started offering injections. We do tree spraying as well for needle casts for your windbreaks. So it's kind of a snowball. It just keeps growing and growing and we'll just see where it goes. The milling again has been really exciting. We're just taking a lot of this resource that, like I said, used to go nowhere, and now we're making stuff out of it. So that's been real exciting as well.
And you mentioned the firewood, and you actually provide that firewood to people sometimes at no cost, correct?
Yeah, we sell split firewood to folks who burn, but there's a lot of product that is not worth splitting or the value is not there. So we have a series of people who have boilers that heat their homes, and we pretty much just give it away to them. They bring trailers and we fill it up and they take it. So we have all this resource and we're finding outlets for it.
All right. Yeah, it's a really nice service that you offer there. Anything else going on right now for Walton Tree Service that you wanted to mention?
Just getting ready for emerald ash borer injections, which will start probably mid-May and we'll go through September. That insect is knocking on the door in Perry, so everybody needs to kind of be aware of what's going on, be educated. We'll treat up into September 1st. And then we wait for the following year. Injection's good for 2 years. The latest from the DNR in Iowa State is if you're going to treat, plan on treating forever. It's one or nothing. So that's kind of the newest thing.
All right. Well, we will move on now to the chamber side of the chat. So, Emily, first thing we got going on is the Burr Ride, but something specifically for the Burr Ride, that is the Bike Expo coming up here.
Yes, the Bike Expo is January 27th, and it's at the Iowa Event Center. The Burr Committee decided that we needed a presence this year, and we have been there in years past. We also like to set up next to the hotel and next to the Raccoon River Valley Trail Association. So Perry is very well represented at the Bike Expo, so we're very proud of that.
You mentioned you wanted a presence at the Bike Expo. So what sort of presence will you have there? What will you offer?
So the Burr Committee members will be there and be rotating throughout the day just to tell people about Burr, to tell people about the trails in Perry, just to help with that communication piece to the bikers that are going through that expo. We will be featuring some of our new merchandise for Burr. So we have people that have been collectors for years and years. So we'll have some new merchandise there. You can sign up for your Burr ride that day as well. So we're just really excited for it.
So then Burr is coming up here in February. Anything new to report on that?
Well, we are up to 146 registers right now, registrations, which is 146 more than last year. With this weather, I couldn't believe the registrations we even got yesterday. I mean, it's so cold outside, but people are still thinking about riding their bikes right now. They're excited to get out. So we're excited for maybe a little bit of a warm-up to pique that interest again of taking that Burr ride, starting at Perry and riding to Rippey and coming back to Perry. So we're excited as a chamber to support that ride, also to provide that program for the community. So if you have a business and you want to run specials that day, you know, we're willing to work with you to help you, you know, with that communication piece and get that word out.
Yeah, and I will say with weather like this, don't discount the people wanting to bust out of cabin fever. So.
For sure, for sure.
All right, another event coming up in February that we've talked about quite a bit is the Chocolate Walk. What's the latest on that?
We have up to 20 stops right now for the Chocolate Walk. The tickets this year are going to be $5 a ticket. And again, we're doing the two-day walk with that emphasis of slowing down and not just running in and running out to get your chocolate, but really getting a chance to talk to those shop owners and get a chance to shop at those different stops. So yeah, we're really excited.
So that $5, is that for both days or is it $5 per day?
It is for both days. So if you buy your ticket, it's $5 per person. You buy that ticket, you can use that on Friday and Saturday. The other reason behind the 2 days is it's February and it's Iowa. So if there's a massive snowstorm coming on Saturday, but you have that $5 ticket, well, now you have the option to do that walk on Friday versus having to go out in the middle of the blizzard and not taking that opportunity. So, yeah.
All right. Then alongside the Chocolate Walk, as we've talked about before, is the Winter Farmers Market. And it seems like people are pretty excited about this.
They are. Again, winter in Iowa, people are calling for the Winter Farmers Market. I have two calls yesterday that came in from different vendors. And then on top of that, they're starting to ask about the Summer's Farmers Market. So that cabin fever is alive. People are just itching to get out. So we would encourage anybody, if you have an interest to sell at the Farmers Market, to call the Chamber office at 465-4601. Leave us a message, talk to Julie or myself, and we can get you set up with a vendor booth.
All right. One last thing I wanted to talk to you about is something that happened yesterday. I was actually there because it's something I want to be involved in. That's the Ambassadors Program.
We're excited as a chamber board for the Ambassadors Program. And within talking to other executive directors for the chamber in Iowa, they have this program as well. And it's to support the chamber board and to support the chamber executive director in their duties in regards to hosting ribbon cuttings, in regards to hosting and running chamber coffees. Also for those ideas, we have some on our ambassador program, people that have been on the chamber board in the past. So they have those ideas. They have that experience that some of us who haven't been on the chamber board very long. So working together and bringing back those great best practices is what we're really looking forward to for the ambassadors program. So we're very excited for it to move forward.
Absolutely. Third Thursday of every month.
Yes, at the Towncraft Conference Room upstairs.
All right. Emily Leslie, Chamber Board President, anything else that you wanted to mention today?
Just to encourage everybody to stay warm during these cold winter days, but to continue to shop local in Perry.
All right. Sounds great. Well, Tim and Emily, thank you both for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for the time.
Thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Emily Leslie and Tim Walton. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.